met with the members really to discuss how to collaborate to capitalise on the opportunity that's available off the West Coast in terms of floating offshore wind, and to realise that potential and how they can coincide or coexist with fishery, commercial fishery, because as you know, Killybegs is a commercial fishing port.
What's going to be very important is the extent to which government buy into that potential, recognise that potential and support organisations like Enterprise Ireland and indeed ATU in trying to bring that to fruition. Are you getting the political sense that you do have that backing?
Yeah, I think there's certainly evidence in probably the last 12 months that the government, you know, are committed to addressing. Like, there's obviously numerous challenges, you know, around policy, enabling infrastructure and so on. But when you look at it from a holistic perspective and you look at the footprint that is the ATU, the Atlantic Technological University, so from South Galway to almost Malin Head, like, we have 8 or 9, soon to be 9 campuses across that West Coast region. So from a skills perspective, we can certainly address what's coming in terms of future skills and that need. And then when you look at, the natural resource that is commercial fishing, so off our West Coast, we're in close proximity to the continental shelf, which gives us the highest wind speeds in Europe. And that is definitely recognised by government. It has been addressed, it's certainly been highlighted through the cluster and through other agencies.